A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Chaf Dalad, Erevin 24a, pagination page 47. We're dealing with a case of Karpef, an area that does have a fence around it. It is enclosed, and one would think that you're allowed to carry within it. However, Chazal made a legislation against it because it is not an area hukaf ledira. It is not an area that is enclosed for dwelling. And therefore, in one way or another, it is not comparable to the home setting, which is enclosed, but rather to a public area, which was not enclosed for dwelling. So our Mishnah told us on the previous blat, Gina and Karpef. So Karpef is a storage area which was enclosed to guard fruit or wood, and sometimes a backyard, if it does not have a door from the home, could actually have a classification of Karpef. And also a Gina, translated as garden. And the Gemara elaborates and gives us an example of something that would be in this classification, is something that's Nizra Rubo. That's on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, an area that's seeded. So that, for example, if a person were to seed a field and object to people walking there and using it for their own, like a Shabbos stroll, he doesn't want people walking there because this is his plantation. So then it would have a restriction as not being part of the enclosed area. It is not a place that you would do a Shabbos stroll. It's not for usage supporting the dwelling areas, but rather it's an area that's off limits. I recall in Muncie there was a very large Eruv, which had a different border for summer and for winter, because depending on the season, there was a certain farmer who was planting the area, and his area was off limits, and they had to create a border around his area to exclude it from the general Eruv, and that impacted certain neighborhoods as to the way the Erev would run to enclose the city. The Gemara on Ardaf, at the bottom, discusses what would happen regarding water. And this Gemara is very important because very often an Erev wants to enclose an area that has water. And the question is, what status does the water have? Does the water, body of water, support the dwelling area? Which it would if it's palatable. If you could use that water for drinking, then it would be supporting the area. If it's not palatable water, then in many cases it has to be excluded from the Erev, obviously many considerations. Is it possible to walk through it? How deep is it? How large is it? Etc. Let's take a glance at this Gemara, which is a big starting point for that topic. Five lines from the bottom. Karpef yosem ebeisa asayim. If you have an area that's larger than the Beis HaSayim area, the 70 by 70 Amos that we described, Shuhukaf Ladira, and then you made an enclosure around it for the purposes of dwelling. So now it's good. V'nesmale Mayim, and then it filled with water. So the question is it still good? Is it still usable? Savara Banan Lameimar. The rabbis wanted to say, Kizraim Damu, it's considered like Zraim, it's off limits for walking va'asir, and it becomes forbidden to carry in that area, because even though it was enclosed for the purposes of dwelling, but now it's as if you planted it, and the area that you plant is off limits, so the area of the water is also off limits va'asir, and it's forbidden now to carry in that enclosure, because a significant portion of it is off limits. Amaluhu Rabbi Abba Bereidurav Mishar Shiyahachi Amina Mishmei Derava. This rabbi explained, Mayim Kinetoim Damu. On the contrary, water is like trees. It creates a shady, serene area, a beautiful walking area. So water has that same status like trees. Vishari. And it's permitted. Amar Ameimar. On to the next page. B'hudechazin l'tash mishta. It has to be that the water is usable. And that's what he meant when he said that it's comparable to trees, because then it enhances the dwelling nature of the area, as Rashi says on the top line. The chazu l'tash mishta, it's fitting for usage, l'shasiyah, for drinking. De'en l'cha dira me'ula mizu, there's no better dwelling place than this, that you could walk into the backyard and scoop up some water. That's great. And that's an enhancement on the dwelling area, not a limitation. So again, in bodies of water, we have to assess what their status is. Now, let's go back to Amud Aleph, the first side of today's daf. And we have a fascinating Gemara here regarding how one can fix a karpef that was not enclosed for the purposes of dwelling. So we mentioned yesterday, basically, you want to knock down enough of the wall so that it's no longer considered halachically enclosed, which is more than 10 amos of a breach, so that the breach can no longer be considered an opening, a doorway. You got to make a big enough thing that it's called a breach. And then you seal it up enough that it's considered enclosed. And because you're sealing it up now, transformed it from an enclosure with a breach, which was not considered an enclosure, and you've now transformed it to an enclosure where it's no longer considered a breach, but rather an opening, a doorway. So that enclosing, which you just did, was done for the purposes of dwelling. So that would make the enclosure acceptable to carry within it, because it's been enclosed now for the purposes of dwelling. Take a look at the Gemara about a third of the way down in the beginning of a line. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Karpef Yosim Ebeisa Asayim, if you have a karpef that's larger than the area that we described, Shalohu Kafladira, and it was not enclosed for the right purposes. Ketzer Uosa, what can you do to make it enclosed for the right purposes? Poritz Bo Pirzo Yoser Me Eser, you make a breach larger than 10 amos, Vigodro, and then you fix it. You make a geder, you make a fence, you fix the enclosure. Uma Amido Al Eser, and you stand it, you make it stable from your construction at 10 amos, so that now the opening, which may still exist, is only a doorway rather than a breach. Umutter, and then it is permitted. So let's get clear over here. You would knock down, let's say, 11 amos, and you don't have to fix all 11 amos. You just have to fix it enough so that what remains of an opening is considered a legitimate opening, rather than a breach. Iboy luhu, the Gemara asked the following question. Paratz ama v'godar ama, let's say the person doesn't want a big breach, he obviously enclosed it originally for a purpose, and he doesn't want robbers, let's say, to make it in, so he only wants to knock down one ama at a time. So imagine he's knocking down 2 feet of the wall and he's fixing those 2 feet. And then he knocks down the next 2 feet and he fixes those. Until eventually the amount of his patchwork reaches the 10 amma amount that you required. But it never had a breach of the size that you described and never actually became the size that would be forbidden because it's a breach. He just keeps patching a small area at a time. Mahu, what's the rule? Is that enough of a fixing in order to consider the area newly enclosed for the purposes of dwelling? Omale, he said to him, Lav hainu d'tanan, isn't this that we learnt? And he brings a fascinating comparison. Kol kalei balei batim, all vessels of homeowners, shi'uran kirimonim, the amount to consider it no longer a vessel, so that it can lose its tuma status, for example, it should not be considered a vessel. The amount is that it can no longer hold pomegranates. Because until that point, a homeowner still, if he's thrifty, is going to retain the item. It might not be able to hold oil, but it can hold tomatoes. It can hold tomatoes. It can hold pomegranates. Once it can't hold pomegranates, so then it's no longer usable as a vessel. Uboi Chizkia and Chizkia ask, Nikiv kemotze zayas v'sosmo, if a person made a hole the size of an olive and he fixed it, and then he made another hole the size of an olive and he fixed it, until eventually all the area that he fixed, all the area that's new, is the size that if it had happened at the same time would have been the size to ruin it from use, even for pomegranates, then indeed it is considered a new vessel. Va'amale Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan added another case to this regarding a sandal, shenifsuka achas me'oznav, that one of its straps fell off, broke, but it needs both straps to fall off in order to be considered a new sandal. So one strap fell off and you fixed it, and then the second strap fell off and you fixed it. And the halacha is tahor. It's considered a new vessel, because even though at any one point it wasn't unusable, but collectively with the fixing that you've done, it became a new item. Panim chadashos ba'ul lekan. Fascinating wording. New face has come here. It is a new product. Hachanami panim chadashos ba'ul lekan. A new product has come here. And therefore the Gemara groups all three cases as one. If a person breaks the wall one amma at a time, but eventually breaks enough that it's considered new. If a person breaks a vessel enough that eventually it's the amount that would be considered new. If a sandal breaks, you keep fixing it, but eventually it's the amount that would be considered new, then it's considered panim chadashos, it's considered a new item. Kari alei, he said about him, because of this comparison, phenomenal, far-reaching comparison between topics, Lestein Barinish, this is not an ordinary human being. This is awesome what you've done to compare the different cases. Ike de Amri, others say the expression he used was Kigon Dein Barnash. Such a person is a person. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.